Good day session. What's happening? We back, another episode. And everything. Let's jump into this, what's the name, bro? We talked about it before. A lot of people feel, you know, you've been hiding under a rock this past couple of weeks, or the past couple of days, I meant. I'm pretty sure you've heard about the Gucci versus Jeezy versus battle and everything like that. You know? And, you know, I feel like a lot of the people, like I said, they went into clubs, like, early 2000s. Man, the gas is going, you know. They didn't understand the significance of seeing them two in the same room. You know, they just see Gucci, Jeezy, but they don't know the beef, you know, how serious that shit was, you know. Or the effect of, you know, you in the club and all of a sudden you hit on the realest nigga in it. Y'all already know what I'm saying? Or hearing Gucci Man, you know, go ahead or trap house, you know what I'm saying? You know, because I'm not gonna sit up and say I didn't listen to one more than the other. I was listening to both. You know, and I feel Jeezy won, bro. With I get his point. He was trying to get across to, you know, I feel like it was staged, first of all, because them niggas did so icy at the end. But I feel where Jeezy was coming from. Like, a lot of these guys, these new rappers coming out, like Jeezy said, they kids, bro. And you know, they want to be trappers like Gucci and Jeezy. You know, well, I ain't gonna say be like them niggas, but them niggas inspired them young niggas. You feel me? You know, if you go talk trap, like Tip said, the trap Rushmore would be T.I., Jeezy, and Gucci, you know? So, I feel, it was good for the culture. It was good to see that. You know, if you would have told me when I was maybe 16, 17, you know, that these two were going to be in the same room, I probably would have laughed at you at that time. But my question is, bro, what the fuck happened to Jody Breeze, my nigga?
Ain't shit happened to Jody Breeze.
Jody Breeze was fire, my guy. Like,
Jody Breeze still fire.
I mean, he's putting out stuff. He ain't on no major. You know, he on the indie. You know, he don't. I know he don't wrote for a lot of artists and everything like that though. But
Jody Breeze ain't never stopped rapping. He been low key with this shit. He just ain't no household name.
Nah, he's not a household
like
name.
Nationwide.
I mean, with Boys in the Hood, he
star like that. But
I mean, with Boys in the Hood, you know, he had his moments. He had his, you know.
Jody Breeze
is fire, bro. Shout out to Jody Breeze, bro.
Like I said, whatever happened to make him
not be, you know. But see, they people don't understand. See, like with Boys in the Hood, you know, Jeezy already had his solo joint, even before, you know, that nigga dropped Trap or Die before them niggas even dropped they, you know, collective, you know. Yeah, I'm just saying, but Jeezy was already that, yeah, he was already popping, you know. Niggas knew him, you know.
Yeah. Well, see niggas in the South knew him. And he was just catching that national wave.
Yeah, he was just catching that wave.
But, you know, niggas in the South knew Jody Breeze, too.
Yeah, we knew Jody. We knew Big Duke, yeah, Big Gee. We knew all them niggas.
Yeah, they knew all them niggas, you know what I mean? So, what happened to all of them niggas? Be honest with you, what happened to Big Gee and Big Duke? I mean, we don't know. But I know for a fact that Jody Breeze is,
yeah,
dropping shit.
I know he's dropping. Oh, man, good gas. He's dropping. He's shit.
Why he never gets the recognition I feel like he deserves, I don't know.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I guess, like, out of that group, like, you had your first place, like, it was Jeezy, then it was Jody Breeze,
you know,
and
that's
then
kind of like Currency and Wiz Khalifa and them. Niggas would be like, niggas would say, oh, man, that nigga Currency fell off. But shit, nigga.
That nigga got
Currency been working.
Currency
nigga.
Been working, bro. That man.
Talking about Jet Life been going crazy.
That man got a cult following, like.
Same way with Wiz.
He's just an independent nigga. No radio play. No national radio play. I'm pretty sure he get played.
Louisiana,
you know
what I mean?
And,
you know,
in all them areas, but like I ain't heard no currency on V103 or fucking Foxy 107.1 or 79.
Oh no,
none of the hip hop shit that's over here. I haven't heard too much currency on. But
I mean, you know, he had that project that Stone Immaculate. You know, that was like his first, like I guess with a major, whatever. With that shit with Wale, that what it looked like. So, I think that was, you know.
Even with that, you still didn't hear a lot of radio play. Not over here.
I mean, not over here, you know.
Yeah, I mean. But
probably West Coast, whatever like that. You know, because the man working.
That man been working. That man been dropping shit constantly. He's been consistently dropping shit. Yeah, you know I mean, on the indie shit. So that man just getting all of his money. You feel me? That's all he just.
But you know what?
He touring on his own when that shit was going before COVID. The man just getting all of his money. He ain't got to share his money.
But see I read something.
He's signing niggas.
I read something about the Gucci and Jeezy battle, bro. When it's all said and done, because you know niggas is gonna, you know, go look them niggas songs up, you know. The royalty's gonna be crazy. Well, I ain't gonna say crazy, but they getting some on the back end, put it like that.
I'm gonna put it here like this. Even though it was 2 million people in there watching that shit, them 2 million people were still mostly all over 30. You know what I mean? You better have some. I feel like the...
I mean, some streams definitely went up, though.
I feel like the youngest niggas in there probably was 23 at the lowest.
But you got to think, though.
And yeah, they, I mean, I'm pretty sure that shit... And some niggas probably had listened to some of them songs in years. So, you damn right, some streams went up.
Some streams went up. But I read, you know, what it said, like, when Versus cut the check, you know, when you get your royalties, whatever, because you know them guys got a check, like I said, from the streams and shit. Gucci's gonna get 100% of his shit. That man own his masters and all that shit.
Right.
Jeezy doesn't own his masters. They said like Jeezy gotta do like a 3-way split. Like Def Jam gets some shit.
Cause he still got shit going.
Yeah, he still got still like, shit. Yeah.
He still has,
I think he's an executive or something, or VP or something.
Yeah, he still have shit going with these companies. Like, you know what I mean? Gucci man is 10-something.
But you know, see, one thing I've always respected about Gucci is Gucci's always been independent.
I mean,
you know, he's always did it his way, you know, like.
He really didn't have a choice, you know, because people were going to try to change Gucci.
Yeah.
They, you know, Gucci man, well, Gucci man here.
When I say.
You either take Gucci man for what he is or you don't fuck with him. It ain't no in between with Gucci man.
Nah, it's not. And that's one thing. Exactly. But when I seen him in the video with Mariah Carey, I was like, okay. Because remember, I was saying, remember, there was 1 year like Gucci was going crazy on features. Like stupid crazy.
Everyone knows.
That same way Wayne was on like 77 features. Like Gucci was like that whole year. Like at one point, bro, I got tired of hearing Gucci on the radio and remixes and everything, bro.
Man had his run like all over.
You know? Oh yeah.
But they just had that shit go.
But Jody Breeze was fire though.
Thanks.
Breeze was fire.
Alright.
I'm gonna go download some Jody Breeze tonight.
Damn.
Breeze was fire.
Them guys went two different ways, like when it comes to, like one.
I feel it was just Jeezy's time.
Some people would say Jeezy sold out compared to Gucci Mane, the route he went.
Well, see, I don't think
a lot of
some people say he went, you know, but see, it's
industry.
It's just Jeezy can reach an audience Gucci can't.
I don't think so. I just think Gucci took longer to get there because he went his way. You know what I mean? That's just how that shit goes, bro.
I mean, you know. I agree with you on that, though. But still, I feel like Gucci got, he has records. Like,
Gucci man is, Gucci man putting niggas out.
Yeah.
Putting niggas on. So, Gucci, you ain't got to hear a lot of Gucci. You can hear Gucci man song on the radio or he might push a single once a quarter or however that shit go. But he don't have to because there's other niggas he putting on.
This nigga still eating off Migos,
you know what I mean?
Thug. This man is eating off a lot of niggas.
New 1017, he got these young niggas going crazy.
So see, he, you know, he don't gotta do that shit. And that, I feel like that,
that's the one thing I feel like
should be the goal of a of an artist. If you make it to the point where
you can put niggas on,
you can put niggas on, that at the end of the day, you don't wanna be rapping, you wanna be the nigga signing the checks to the other niggas rapping, like, you know what I mean? Like the babies, you know what I'm saying? That nigga came out the gate and okay, I'm $1 billion baby, I'm gonna do me. I'm a CEO of my shit. I'm going to put my niggas thought on. I'm going to sign, you know what I mean? Woo, woo, woo. And I'm going to cash these niggas check. We're going to get checks together. As long as I'm getting a check, he get a check. As long as he get a check,
I'm getting a check. Yep.
You know what I mean? How do we fuck that up? You know what I mean? One nigga just got to get too big for his shit. Like, yep. When I go on tour, he go on tour. If he go on tour, I'm going on tour.
But see, you got to look at it, though. Like, with Jeezy, okay, Slick Puller was fire.
I think Slick Puller had like legal shit.
Oh, yeah, that man was in a lot of shit.
He had got locked up or some shit.
That nigga Blood Raw was fire.
I don't know what the hell happened to that guy.
He was fire.
I don't know what happened.
Freddie Gibbs. I heard some of his stuff.
But again, these niggas never really, they really live in the shadow of the group. You feel me? Like I said, when Gucci Man was putting niggas on, you might hear Gucci Man on 3 or 4 songs on that nigga project. Mm. And he's probably gonna be on the single or whatever. But other than that, it's gonna be whoever that artist is and whoever the other features he got. He gives that nigga the shine. He might say, hey, Gucci Man, I'm endorsing this guy right here, but He let him shine. He let him shine.
He let him shine.
You know what I mean? He let him work his move.
Like I said, correct.
If he work his move the right way, he go up. Like, that's why Fuji doing the shit he doing. That's why Fu doing how he doing. You know what I mean? He got to the point where, I mean, like, hey, this man is working. Bro, I can put the stamp down and shit. Put my press wave and my distribution shit behind this man, everybody can get a shit.
Then he got Pooh Shiesty over here. He got, he got some niggas, you know.
But he let them niggas work.
He let them work, bro.
He let them work. They move. They doing features.
Get
they
your money traveling. Up. Get your features up. Travel. Do your show. Hey, you need a single with me on it, bro. I got, bro. It'll go up.
And man, again, that's what he doing. Yep. He got them niggas to that point, and them niggas gone.
I think Fujiano shit drop on Thanksgiving. His new project drop Thanksgiving.
You know what I'm saying? That man
don't been out of, like, ever since that trap and that baby mom should have came up. That man don't did a lot of shit this year.
Hey, man, but I'm saying, though, that's how you work your move. That man is putting, like, that's what, like, a lot of niggas don't. If you get put in that position, it really, you, that's what Gucci say. Gucci the type of nigga that be like, if you recording, bro, if you working, shit, we can work. If you don't want to do shit and want shit handed to you, I ain't got nothing for you.
You want the machine behind you.
Yeah, but
we work. We work over here.
If you want to get out here and do this shit, I give you the funding to take care of yourself and whoop the wop and let you get out here in grind mode and go get the bag. You can go do these shows, get these flights,
mm-hmm.
Wherever they want you at. Go get the bread, bro. I'm gonna put you out there. We gonna put that shit to this point.
Stack up.
You know what I mean? But then goddamn,
once you hot enough, get your bread,
and
you know,
then,
go ahead and drop your project.
You feel me?
You know,
get it together. Hell, that's real. That's how the shit go. You know what I mean?
Okay,
shit coming from, hey, nigga don't realize though, that shit came from that man investing in himself.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact that he had some niggas support, bro.
Yeah.
Support means a lot.
Let me ask you a question. I probably know the answer, but do you think Gucci was on his business shit more with this new 1017?
Yeah.
Than he was with the he had Walker, French, Wu.
See, but at that point in time, Gucci Man was the president of a label and an artist.
Yeah.
You can't really do both. Focus on one. You either gonna focus on being your artistry shit, getting your shit off, or you gonna focus on the president doing the president shit. Now he focusing more on these niggas. He focusing on
alright, bro, we got businesses, we got brands.
We got brands now, nigga. You know,
Gucci done actually linked with me. Don't. I'm getting paid by Gucci to wear Gucci now.
Trying to tell you.
It's different way of thinking when you get there. You got to move different.
It's a different bag now.
You know what I mean?
So, you can be content with this bag, or you can get that different bag that puts you in the position, them plays, get you them endorsements, you know.
His girl shit going.
Her shit going.
You know what I mean? You know, all the people he done signed going.
Then he still getting money off Migos. Yeah, you know these back end, you know, Pee Wee Long, you know, Mulatto.
You know what I mean? Going. You know what I mean?
I don't think she changed her team.
I don't know, but I know she got that song.
Oh, she fought with Gucci, though. Yeah, Moolah,
yeah. She fought with Gucci,
she said that's her favorite rapper.
You know what I mean? So.
But see, that's why I said, like, now, I will say this. Like, Gucci and G's, they took different routes in the music industry, but also they feel they took different business routes. See, Gucci went more with music as far as putting niggas out.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jeezy went, you know, corporate as far as Avion, liquors.
Yeah, Gucci started, I mean,
you know, Jeezy started expanding.
Buying properties
and
shit like that.
You know, it just, like I said, you got to salute them niggas, man.
You never really caught too much of CTE after that.
Nah, you really didn't.
You know what I mean?
You really didn't.
Like, I don't even know if that's still a thing. You feel me? Like,
no.
But
see, Gucci stayed relevant.
That's about like T.I. and P.S., you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
P.S.E. Then you never know. After you put these projects out, you be like, all right, I've exposed y'all niggas. It's really up to y'all to...
Really?
Now you got your own fan
base. Got your own fan base.
People.
But see, them niggas, they dropped that 25 to Life, and that shit did numbers.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But I mean, like I said, I mean, like, some of them guys, I know Big Country Kane dropped a solo project.
You know what
I'm saying? My turn to eat.
See, but he more of a label exec. Like,
he a label. He doing all them niggas doing something. Yeah, like, cause, like, you know, remember me and you, we went to the Trap Museum, and I'm like, that's Matt Boner right there.
Yeah.
Like, all them guys probably got business corporate positions. Yeah, you know, they something with the
label shit.
And they probably do this rap shit whenever, you know, hey, bro, they do a song.
Most of them niggas, once they got to there, they were like, shit, fuck that rap shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can get the same bag, and I'm at home here.
I'm at home, signing paperwork.
I'm at home, going to the office,
means. Making sure Grand Hustle get put in position. Making sure Tip, you get your...
I might catch a flight and go out here. That's just like him and Mac Mania with fucking Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Like, everybody know these people can rap. You done heard these niggas can go. But them niggas got to that bag.
Fuck that rap shit.
Fuck that rap shit,
bro. Like,
you know what I mean?
I can make 100 bands here, but I can make 100 M's over here. So
it's just like I'm a brand now.
I gotta watch what I say.
I can let my old shit make moves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? That's how that shit go, but
bitch is Mac, man.
People who like Gucci say Gucci won. People who like Jeezy
take Jeezy won.
That's just how that shit.
But see, I feel the main reason people say Jeezy won because, like I said, he threw in the, you know, this, he had the little speech, this bigger than me and you, this, you know, and you know, and then the way he dropped that, you know, that last record, like,
bro, the reason people say he won is because every song, that was in his selection
was off TM 103, 101.
Was ain't even that. It was just
the hits.
It was just songs people fucked with. Like, these were songs you knew people fucked with. That's, I mean, like, you knew these niggas fucked with these records. You could hear them niggas singing the records in the background at Magic. You could hear them niggas rapping along with this nigga. You see what I'm saying? Not to say they wasn't doing the same with Gucci, man. It's just, you could hear them niggas when, you know what I mean?
That was fucking with who they was fucking with.
You know what I mean? It's like, both of them niggas put you in a mode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it took you back to a moment in time
both
where...
Both of them niggas put you in a different mode. Both of them niggas, you know, do the trap, was the trap stars and all that, but...
You know.
Both of them niggas put you in a different mode.
A different mode.
And Gucci put you in a little, you gonna get that money.
You get that money.
Fuck everybody else over there. And Jesus put you in there.
Bro, we gonna
stack. Nigga, we finna get that money.
We finna invest in.
We finna go do some other shit.
We finna do some other shit.
So, you know, Jesus got him Asian. Yeah. And Gucci got him.
Gucci got muscle. Like, so I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
That's how them guys went.
But yo, bro. I was on the book today, right? And I seen a post. I seen a post and I responded to it. But I said, you know what? I'm gonna say this for the topic, for the cast, right? You know what I'm saying? I want to say this for Good Day Session. Okay. The meme was, it said, should a man take his girl back after she had sex with another man? And it's just natural. I mean,
should a man take a girl back after
she had sex with another man?
Yeah, you know what my response was? You know what I told him? My response was no. This me speaking for me now. My thoughts.
I feel you.
Once you give me a reason not to trust you, it's over with. Like, I gotta snatch that necklace off your neck like Rashad did Nunu. It's over with. I can't, like, I'm big on that shit, bro. Like,
okay.
I can't.
Depends to me.
What do you mean? Like, now some people said, you know, depends. What if, you know, like, I've had people tell me, you know, females and males, you know, mostly females, but, you know, they was like, cheating can be a good thing. And I was like, you know, at the time they told me, I was like, what do you mean? No. You know, elaborate. And they was like, that could help you identify, okay, what you weak at in your relationship, you know. But at the same time, I was like, well, yeah, okay. But if you was going, you know what I'm saying, fuck somebody else, you could have just left, you know.
My thing is, like I said.
But like I said, I look at cheating, bro, as a failed investment. I can't get my time and my money back, bro. I need every dollar.
I feel you on that, but who? I can't say the same thing if at the point in time she fucked this nigga, we not together. You see what I'm saying?
They didn't specify.
Whether you're together or like you could break up. Let's say y'all had an argument, y'all broke up. Y'all ain't talked in a couple weeks and she fucked the nigga. And y'all end up kicking it. But what you gonna do? Y'all went together. You can be mad. I understand. You can be mad. But what, is that a deal breaker? And you not gonna... Because as a man, in them same couple weeks when she fucked that one guy, you probably fucked the bitch too. Yeah, you not finna tell me you didn't. You not finna tell me you didn't exercise that hall pass. You can shut the fuck up. And you can shut the absolute fuck up is what you can do. Cause you're lying.
But within
them 4 months, let's say four weeks.
Four weeks.
Say y'all broke up in January. January 1st.
Broke up January 1st.
So y'all, and y'all started back kicking shit. You ran into each other somewhere February sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, within them weeks of time,
mm-hmm.
within the 30 some odd days.
30 days.
Of not talking to her, you've mm-hmm. been talking to somebody, them inbox been open,
mm-hmm.
you done linked with somebody who already was trying to, well, you know, I don't talk to y'all no more anyway, so hell, blah, blah, blah. Some shit done popped off.
Best believe.
So, if that's the case, then you can't be mad at her.
You can't be mad at her.
But, if she fucked another nigga in the midst
of y'all being relationship,
then it ain't that because you fucked another nigga, I can't get back with you. Cause bitch, I don't trust you now.
I don't trust you.
So
no, even
it
if
it ain't even about you fucking the nigga.
I just can't trust you now.
That's it.
And that goes to everything. I can't trust you with money. I can't trust you with nothing.
As
like
as far as I see you. I'm
trying to tell you. Like it's over with.
So, nope. And I'm not gonna live my life
questioning that shit. Exactly. That's why I said. So you have to get the fuck on.
So
I'm not gonna know.
In a relationship, that shit dead. I mean, a lot of people be like, well, if you really love that person, you can...
But if that person really love me, they want to do what they did. You feel me?
Saying that. Listen, I'm going to say this to that. Cause if you really love that person, you still not going to trust that person?
No, you're
but
not.
But you're willing to try to force yourself. That's what you're going to do. A person that really love this person... It's gonna say, I don't trust you. I don't trust your fucking ass at all. Nah, I don't give a damn If I could see you doing the shit you told me you finna do, I don't trust it. Could be a hallucination. I could be on the streets. You feel me? But I fuck with you enough to, well, I'll try to get back to some point.
You gonna try?
Ain't gonna be a long goddamn time. It ain't gonna be no. It gonna be some times where you gonna be mad. You don't trust me now. I don't.
No, I don't.
I don't at
all. I don't at all.
You wanna leave?
You wanna leave?
Cause yeah, you know we could have did that. But
if you're not gonna trust me, I'm not. What? Go ahead. Look, go ahead. Look.
I'm trying.
I'm trying. You don't burn that bridge.
Yeah, like that bridge ain't fucked up. That bridge gotta be rebuilt.
Rebuilt.
Man, that bridge has got to be, and it got to be metal this time.
No wood, none.
Can't be no wood, bridge. Mm-hmm. That something got to be mellow.
Steel,
Golden Gate shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cause yeah, after that, I don't trust none of
that. I don't trust none of that shit.
So that's what it is. So it depends on whether you fuck with this person enough to say,
if you willing to, you know.
Look, motherfucker, tell you what, do it again. That's all you say. Do it again. But like I said, I ain't gonna say that shit ain't work though, cause it done been some couples that done had their times when shit got fucked up and they stepped outside and they got back together and that shit lasted cause the person really fucked with these people and it ended up going the way it's supposed to go. But
it just, you just fucked up that time,
if,
you know.
You know, if you fucked up one time.
Fucked up one time.
And it took a long time to get back to where they trust that person the same. But I'm going to tell you, because I said this shit in a song a long time ago, and I never released the song because I lost that bit. But I said, goddamn, you can fix a broken heart, but it'll never fit back the same. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a damn. Once it's broken,
it don't stop bleeding.
You can put a,
but you can't,
you
put it back
a broken
in the
heart back together, but them jagged pieces will never.
Oh, them jagged pieces ain't going to never.
They might. But they will never fit the same. It will never be the same. I don't give a damn. Even though you love this person again, bro. The first time you give me a reason to think you're doing something, I'm back to it's like you cheated yesterday.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know what I mean?
I'm back on it. I don't give a damn if it's been 3 years. The first time
you make me feel like then, like if I have to. This shit, the last time that I felt like this shit going on. And I ain't
so tell him you better, hey.
I ain't even finna pop it off. I'm right back there off rip.
You know, you don't trust me? No.
It ain't that. I did. Hey. And, you know, some people refuse to live like that.
Huh? Hey, man.
Some people prefer to say, you know what? Fuck it, I ain't even gonna try to fix that shit. And that's where you at now. That's relationships right now. No, they can really fuck with a person, but a real ass conversation and some listening would probably change and save 95% of relationships that break up.
Yeah,
a real ass conversation, a true honest conversation. And some listening, not arguing. You know, when you're arguing, you just loud at each other for no reason.
And that's my thing, man. Don't.
Real ass conversation.
I can't. I won't listen to you if you're loud.
Will probably save a lot more relationships. Not. I'm mad, and I want you to be sour at that because I'm mad. You know what I mean?
Trying to tell you.
No. That don't work. That's how that shit gets fucked up.
We finna talk about this.
You really have the truth, not no. Fuck your feelings, shit. You feel me?
Facts.
It gotta be real. That way you can say how you. All right, I know how you actually coming. Feel me? I feel like that should have saved a lot of relationships. People play too many fucking games. They want you to guess how they feel. You feel me?
I hate that shit, bro. They think that
some shit made them.
You should have known something was wrong. But how? If I asked you what's wrong,
look,
what's wrong? What's,
even, not, like, not even just females, bro. Dudes do that stupid shit too. We play them same dumbass games, cuz. We'll be, like, she might do some shit we don't like. And instead of saying, baby, I ain't like that shit right there, we get that whole silent treatment. You
feel? Stop answering the phone.
She wanna, yeah, we
no texting.
Stupid shit.
Dumb shit.
Put ourselves in that goddamn box. Now she think you cheating. You like, why you think
why
I'm
you
cheating?
Think I'm cheating?
Bruh, you
just
did some suspect shit.
Bruh, I can't cap, bruh. I do that shit to this day, bruh. All guys do that shit, bro.
That shit is
it, like, but niggas gotta learn to communicate, bruh. You gotta learn to look,
that
man.
That shit is deadly.
That shit is toxic. That shit is not healthy, man.
That shit ain't helping
that
nobody.
That shit fucks with your mental, man.
That shit ain't helping nobody.
It ain't helping nobody. It ain't helping no goddamn body.
You're looking at the phone, talking shit to the phone while she calling you.
And then now.
Instead of just answering the phone
exactly.
And see what the hell she want, girl.
And
call
then.
What nah, get, you want to fucking
but,
call
but,
me.
But I'm going to tell you what get me. I'm going to tell you what get me, though. I hate when they be like, you know, I ain't never gonna be the type of person to put my business on Facebook or blase, blase, blase. But then go with the slick jabs and the song lyrics.
Yeah, you gonna get a Keisha Cole lyric.
You know, the Keisha Cole Mary J. You gonna get it to a Keisha Cole lyric.
You gonna get one of them, but again.
Hit dog with holla, this, bro, that, and third, again, you know.
It takes two people for that shit to be a fucking problem, is what I'm saying.
It does.
So if she get to throwing these slick Facebook jabs and punches and shit, you can either respond with a jab or be like, bruh, you know what I mean? What the fuck you doing all that for? Like, the hell?
Talk to me.
Like you ain't got
you want me to chase you? Like we live together. I'm gonna see you.
Like you ain't got my number if we
come on now.
Like I won't pull up. What don't like, do that.
Don't do that. I'm gonna pull up.
I'm gonna go see about bae.
That's stupid. I'm not with the dumb shit. Like, what's up? Like, what's going on?
That's,
like,
that's the stupidest shit in the world.
It is. But like you said, it takes two.
Dudes do that dumb shit too.
It takes two.
We're not gonna exclude ourselves.
No, because we play into them games.
They play them games, bro. And
we play into them games because you know what? Because I'm like that, bro. I can't cap.
And you play yourself out.
See, my thing is, bro.
Niggas play themselves, and when that shit don't work, niggas be like, bro, it was just such da da da. No. Somebody played one too many games and played yourself the fuck out. That's it. You got three men on Mario, my nigga.
Three.
And you tried that last jump one too many times. Now you got it's over with. Start over. Hit continue, my nigga. That's all you can do, bro. That's it. Hit continue.
Real shit. Oh. But, you know, I find it that, you know, with me personally, bro, like, this is my thing, bro. When females get petty, I like to get petty too, bro.
Hey, bro, look.
I'm just saying, bro, like.
I understand that.
Bro, I'm just saying, like.
Because I get that too, but, again, playing that game, that back and forth, that tit for tat, somebody gonna play that shit one time too many. That's it. And then that's how the relationship ends. That's how it ends, because When that tit for tat shit start, somebody gotta say, "All right, cuz, look, what the fuck we gonna
do? What is we doing? What the fuck is we doing?"
Now, you know what I mean, you said this, so I said that.
So
now you said.
Now you said that. The only thing I can do is say something worse than what you said.
Exactly.
So
and we all trying to.
We all trying to one up each other.
Gonna say some shit that they really go hurt this motherfucker.
It is. Somebody go up in that juggler. That's why your mama's on crack.
Somebody's gonna go hard.
They gonna go hard to just be like, God damn.
I'm like, well, damn, cuz.
I gotta stop fucking with you.
I knew we was mad at each other.
But you, damn, you been waiting to say that, huh?
You held that one. You had that cocked and loaded.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
You had it sitting in the break in case this nigga get out of line. You had this.
You had that bullet in the chamber. I feel like
special order. I feel like
that's
you know.
What niggas do. And
but hey, man.
Too. And that's how they play themselves out. Like I said, cause
facts, factory.
A fucking conversation, a real conversation, not you telling me how you feel and me trying to fix it. No, you telling me how you feel, I'm telling you how I feel, then we try to see what's up, and blah, 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 blah. It can't be one-sided, cuz. And niggas got to get out of that dumb-ass shit of acting like they ain't got no fucking feelings with your hurt ass.
Niggas is hurt, bro. You know what I mean? Niggas is. Look, bro.
That bitch hurt
that nigga, bro.
That nigga hurt.
Like, look, though. Look,
that nigga over there listening to Drake old song.
Trying to tell you, Marvin's Room on repeat.
So far gone and shit. Goddamn.
We got it. We got it. The strip club. This nigga over here, Jack. You know.
This nigga over here, man.
Get out your goddamn. I hate, bro. Look. It's okay to heal, but just do that shit. You know, like, bro.
Admit that you hurt, bro. If that bitch hurt
if she hurt you, bro, just say she hurt.
That shit hurt you, cuz, and you ain't got to say it to nobody. Say it to yourself.
Say it to yourself.
Stop acting like that bitch didn't hurt you, cuz.
Niggas don't, you know. Niggas can't admit when they hurt. And like I said, I agree.
Bro, a nigga can be really into a female, cuz. And for whatever reason, they break up. That nigga gonna go to his grave feeling like, man, he ain't gonna never tell you that bitch hurt him, cuz. That nigga, man, we broke, man, fuck that shit, cuz. I was already, man, I already had another bitch, blah, blah, blah. He might have did have another bitch on dick. But.
And he would hurt.
Yeah, that bitch had a call and said.
And he would have jumped right up. That nigga would have got right up.
Now you done hurt this bitch.
Now you don't hurt her.
Now you done ain't shit, nigga.
Like I said, women really call these niggas to be ain't shit, bro. They don't want to hear that shit though. But women do play a major factor in making that nigga to be a quote unquote ain't shit nigga.
Bro,
like, think about it.
Listen, women is the cause of everything.
They are. It's that tool they got between their legs. Bro, it's powerful.
It ain't even that.
That shit is powerful, bro.
A woman is the root of all fucking evil. You don't care what nobody say. A woman, you can say it's money all you want to, but I tell you what, if these women was doing the things men wanted them to do for free, niggas would not give a damn about a dollar. Mm-mm. Niggas get money for bitches. Niggas don't get money for themselves. Niggas get money for bitches. They get money because they know women want a man. Even if it's just, I'm not mad at them though. That's the thing. I'm not mad at you, bitch, for wanting a nigga with some stability. You don't want to be fucking on a nigga that goddamn, if the lights finna get cut off, I can't say, hey, bro, can I get 80 off you for the lights? And he can't do nothing for you. I get that. Hell, bro. That makes sense.
You want a nigga that go, you know,
you want
hey,
a nigga
hey,
that can
how
help
much
you.
Is it? Hey, here you go.
I'll help you a little bit. I ain't necessarily saying goddamn take the man for everything he got.
But you do want somebody
you
that.
You want a nigga that can drop a few.
Drop
few
a few
on
if
you
need it
if
right
you
quick.
Need it real quick. You feel
he ain't got to drop a couple hundred, but you know, it can be whatever amount
whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Or if, you know, if he's in, you know, so inclined to drop a little on you for just for you to have some fun with. Hey, go get you some shit or do some shit or whatever the fuck. With this little change. I wasn't gonna do shit but spend it on some car parts or
some dumb shit, some shoes or something, you know. He go a band.
Ain't
you know,
that
hey,
wrong with that
shit. Ain't that wrong with it, because, you know, men wanna make sure they women take care of, bro.
But, bro, man, I don't blame him, because money. That's why all niggas talk about all I care about is getting money. You're a lie. You get that money,
bitches.
You can get these bitches.
Hey.
That's fucked up.
That's how it goes.
And the bitches are now so feel like niggas ain't shit to the point.
They gotta get their money.
They feel like, well, if I'm gonna fuck with an ain't shit nigga, he gonna have to have some money. Cause ain't no need of me fucking with a broke ain't shit nigga.
Trying to tell you.
I might as well fuck with a nigga that I can, if this shit go left, I got out of here with something. I got out of here with a little Benz. I got my tuition, my college, whatever paid off. So that's out of the way. Goddamn.
At least it went,
When she slides, she slides for the better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what it is. If it breaks, if it's to the point that, and I feel like, bro, I can't be mad at that logic. That sound fucking logic, dog. But the way I just said it and the way City Girl said it is two different ways. So I'm saying, because that's really all they saying.
That's it. Everybody, man, there's some gold digging, blah, blah, blah. They talk about it. Fucking niggas for money and whatever. But if you think about it.
That's all right.
If you think about it, bro. If you got money, you can be an ain't shit nigga.
Facts. You can get a lot of what a lot of ain't shit niggas, you know, activities.
If you got bread,
you got bread, my nigga.
You can be an ain't shit nigga, and
it's acceptable.
She gonna fall in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I love you so much. Blah blah blah. She probably know good, but you still, she know you ain't shit. But you.
He fucks with you the most, huh? At least that's what he got you thinking.
Hey, bro, you on that? I don't care about them other girls.
As long as he come home to me at night, so that is the dumbest shit.
That shit to make you feel good for saying.
Well, I know what he go come home to.
He might have fucked you last night, but he woke up in the bed. It's what?
What?
You cool about being the nap?
You the nap, bitch.
You cool with being the nap,
bitch? You the nap.
You didn't get none of the action.
You none of the action. You got the nap.
You the pit crew. You
you can you clean up.
You the pit crew, bitch. You done put some fuel back in the tank.
And you done fed him.
You fed him and all that shit. You happy with that? If you know he done
probably didn't fuck the next morning.
He done went and did the Daytona 500 on her ass and then drove the car back to Talladega and parked in the garage. Bitch, you the garage. You happy with being a gorilla? Stupid ass girl.
You stupid.
Hey, come dumb on. Dumb ass. But then again, I don't be mad. I don't feel bad for them, bros. Because, again, you allow this.
You allow that shit to happen. That's why I said I don't feel bad for females that get with niggas. Oh, I think I can change him. So it if you see that, you see he already got three kids he bro, don't take care of now, what make you that. Think you just miss, you know?
No, it ain't even that, because, look, a man going to do what a woman allows. I don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah, best believe it. Best believe
if
it.
If he does some shit one time and he get away with it,
he going to do it again.
Try it again. He going to try it. It's really all about what you will accept from a person. And that goes both ways. As a man, a woman is going to do what you allow. As long as she feel like, if she feel like I can boss this nigga around, I'll be a boss bitch, he going to fold whenever I raise my voice at him. She going to do what the fuck she want to do. That's just that. I ain't saying you got to put your hands on her to get, but you got to have some respect.
You got to put some bass in your voice every now and then. Bro, you got to put your foot down, bro.
Bro,
you
got to
like,
do.
Like, bro, I be telling, like.
But she got to respect.
She got to respect that shit, bro.
I don't know.
Like, women don't like a weak man, bro.
If you got to fight this bitch for her to goddamn respect you, because I don't know. You know
that ain't the one for you.
It might be the one for you, but just fight each other. That's all I'm saying. Don't kill each other. Just fight each other, because, like.
You gotta
sometimes put, you that gotta, toxic shit last 25 years.
Yeah, sometimes that shit go for a long time. You may get a couple of kids out of that shit.
I can't stand your goddamn daddy, but anytime that nigga get locked up, she going to get it.
She going to get best believe. Where Robert at?
He locked up.
What he did at the time?
Phone going to be ringing in a minute. He going to be calling.
He going to call.
You going to get it.
Girl, I ain't stunned that nigga. Middle night. Where you going?
She on the way. She there already have.
You Robert, gonna get Robert?
Robert already at the house.
Mm-hmm. Gonna fix my plate and everything.
At the house, he come out. But like I said, cuz you can't tell a motherfucker what they see in another motherfucker.
Facts.
Factor. We might be on the outside, like, bro, why the hell y'all still together?
Right. That shit don't make no sense.
But we ain't there when the lights on, cuz.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
it's something about him that got you. It's something about him that got you. Just don't let it kill you. That's all I can tell you.
My thing is this,
just
bro.
Just don't die
bro,
for it.
My thing is this, bro. Like, you ever been around a toxic couple, like, that really be, like, they really be fighting shit, you know? And, like, matter of fact, for instance, if I'm with a chick, we get into it, she call the police on me, you ain't gonna worry about me no more, nigga. That's me. But you got niggas, you know what I'm saying, that do their shit, you know what I'm saying? Then the bitches go goddamn get them out.
But
I'm not with that shit, bro.
If she called the police on you, what did she call the police on you for? That's my question.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, like, you know.
What did she call the police?
She's probably gonna start a fight or something like that. And knowing that it's gonna get him mad, knowing the only thing she has to do is dial 911, because she know they're gonna take the female side over the dude's side.
Shit, that ain't how it is no more, bro.
I'm just saying though, both that's phone, typically.
Both of them go to jail now. Then.
Oh yeah.
I don't give a damn if y'all out there fighting. Y'all, both of y'all going to jail.
But typically, if she say he put his hands in whatever,
he going to jail.
You know, it's typically gonna be he say, she say.
And long, I mean, sir, did you hear? Yeah, bro, she hit me. Hey, you look at me, I'm fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming. Both of y'all going to jail. She sliding in a car.
You sliding in the car.
We going to jail. So.
Yeah. But nah, I'm not with that.
He gonna have to be on some pure Ike Turner shit for it just to be him going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it. She gonna have to prove without the shadow of a doubt
he died in her eye
that he was the aggressor.
Facts.
And then he can go to jail. But if she pop it off,
that's up to fix.
She going to jail too. And women like to fight. I know that's something I don't get. I feel bad for the women being in a relationship with insecure niggas.
Cause women like to fight.
I feel like men hit women. Men that hit women
are some bitches.
No, they insecure. They some hoes for real. They feel like that's the only way she will respect him is she scared of him. You see
facts,
what I'm saying?
Facts.
So he feel like for her to be scared of her, he gotta beat her. He got to get on that goddamn Miss Ely shit. And that's fucked up. Because it works. She becomes scared of that nigga. And so she fold.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially if she ain't got nobody that can, you know, at least help her stand up to this nigga. Like some friends or somebody that ain't gonna, you know. Yeah, man. That shit hard. She hard
to
fuck. I feel bad for
them. Hey man, I don't put my hands on women, bro.
Yeah, I do. I feel bad for them. I feel like they should really change their life and do whatever they got to do to get out of there.
Yeah.
I'd be worried for them, cause.
Bruh.
But some of them actually.
Some. You know what?
That shit off.
A lot of women kick that shit off though, bro.
Kick that shit off and then play the victim after they done.
You know,
push this man.
You thought you could just boss this man around, and he got down. Whap, whap.
This man ain't never hit a female before in his life,
and you don't took him down.
And you took him down.
You
and
took him down.
Now he labeled that shit because you pushed him to that line, and you know you did that shit.
You know you did it.
Being petty, playing them games. See what I'm saying? That's them games I'm talking about. That shit there,
bro. Playing them games.
You know what I mean? It's some women that do that shit. A lot of women. Do that shit. More than too many do that shit. But not all, you know, like I said, they always say shit like, there's never a reason to put your hands on a woman. Goddamn lie.
Damn lie.
You a lie. Look.
By the way, I don't condone putting my hands on women, but self-defense,
situational expenses. It depends on the situation.
Depends on the situation.
If you're coming
at me with a knife, I'm not just going to let you stab me.
If she feels the need to go, if we're having an argument, and she go grabs a knife, and she comes, she can stand over there and wave that knife and talk all the shit she wants. I'll come over there and stab you. I'll cut your motherfucker. You can stand over there that night and say what you would do all you want, and I would never put a hand on you.
Mm-mm.
But the moment you decide to act on one of those threats and come at me like you are going to cut or stab or anything me,
be prepared.
I am going to treat you like a threat and beat the absolute shit out of you. I'm sorry. I'm going to treat you like the threat that you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
If a bitch in the street I didn't know came at me with a knife, beating that bitch ass.
Finna get your ass beat.
Beating that bitch ass. So, you think that, because
I know you.
But you coming at me with a knife trying to cut or stab, draw blood from this here vessel, I'm going to beat your ass until you know not to do that no more. And if I got to go to jail, then I got to go to jail.
But you thought I would just go be a little fuck boy.
After my jail episode and my whatever comes with that,
You gonna think twice about running up on any man with a knife again. It might not be me. It might be me. Who knows? But
you gonna learn.
You gonna think about this ass whooping the next time you get mad enough to grab a knife.
Cause next time you think I'm gonna beat this nigga and he ain't gonna do nothing, it should be that man. That man gonna be in the back of us, back of her head going, Seen them, remember them knots that boy Gino put on you?
Yeah, you remember.
That
memory gonna be standing behind you like you ever seen fucking Paranormal Activity. Yeah, yeah. And that motherfucker was standing behind that nigga.
He gonna be like that Undertaker meme. He gonna be looking at you.
I might not. Mm-hmm.
You might wanna rethink that. Yeah. I don't think your skull can take two more hits like that, though.
You never fully recovered on that. You got to treat it like that. Niggas be like, man, that bitch stabbed me. And I be thinking, you hear a man tell a story about the time you got stabbed by the woman. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you there's more men that can tell you a story about the time they got stabbed or hit with something or something by a woman. Mm-hmm. And they're probably, man, that just stabbed the fuck out of me, bro. Yeah. And my whole thing is.
You just let her kept stabbing,
you
huh?
You let her stab you, dog? You didn't think she was going to stab you. I feel you on that, but when she lunged, you didn't defend yourself?
You didn't defend yourself?
What you do? You like, whoa, bagged up and shit? Oh, you didn't swing? You didn't defend? Why?
Why? I'm going to tap that title. I'm going to pat, pat. Put it down. Bitch. Pat, pat. Mm-mm.
All right, boy. Mm-mm. Sharkeesha.
Sharkeesha, no!
I'm saying.
Pat, 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 pat.
It's over with.
And pat, pat.
Then I'm help you up on the couch and get you some ass.
Mm-hmm.
And ask you, know, what was your thinking?
What
you doing? Put the eye pack on. Put these peas
put
on
DP,
that knot.
Put these peas on that knot, you know. I will cook that steak, but you need it more than I do, so.
Put these peas on that knot.
Yeah. You gonna need your Mary J. Blige, not gonna cry glasses for, you know.
But you gonna think next time. I wanna know what made you
that you was gonna be successful in your plans in cutting me.
You know what I'm saying? It's a difference to me now, Wendy, if we talking, she just hitting you. Cause as a man, you can.
I'll let you get the slap.
Not even that. You can hold her or restrain her without hitting her.
True.
To keep her from hitting you.
True.
You feel me? That is possible. You can restrain that if she's swinging fists or whatever. You don't have to hit her to restrain her.
You don't. You really truly don't.
You know what I'm saying?
You can do the bear hug, you know.
But if you got a weapon.
You got a weapon.
Taser and knives and shit.
I'm gonna goddamn rock bottom your ass.
I'm lay you down.
You coming at me with a knife, I'm gonna catch you with a stone cold stunner. Like, I'm trying to tell you.
RK fucking owe your ass.
Out of nowhere.
Spear. I'm talking about sweet chin music.
Cock up.
Hey. Whatever it takes to get you to put your weapon down.
I see you coming with a knife, your ass get choke slammed now.
I'm just saying,
all
right.
It's over.
I don't give a damn.
RKO out of nowhere.
I'm talking about
off the top rope.
Bitch, I hit you with a chair. A whole chair. I'm talking about a wooden chair at front of the kitchen table. I hit your ass with a chair.
Duck. I
swear to God. I ain't playing no game. You trying to stab me?
You think it was a... Sit your ass.
Man, he got their pot of grits on the stove and knocked the shit out of your ass. Medea told everybody to do that.
She told not just y'all.
Grit ball. Make your ass the fuck up. What you mean? Man. Hey, look. People don't believe that women can be the aggressors in relationships.
Exactly. Bro, they make lifetime movies about that shit, bro.
Snap! Bro, them hoes be going crazy, but and it's gonna be two sides. It's gonna be the ones who be like, I understand why she did that and da 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 da. And they gonna be the side like, bitch, you went too far.
You went too far. Like, you pulled acid on the nigga? Like,
you pulled acid. This bitch just celebrated Lorena Bobby.
No, this is my thing with Lorena Bobbitt.
Bitches celebrated Lorena,
cuz. This is my thing. Now,
what she went through, you know, I get it. That was abuse. Like, that. Okay, cool, cool. Whatever, whatever. I ain't saying that's cool, but look, though. But this is my thing. This is my thing. This is my thing. This is my thing, bro.
I get that.
As a man.
She could have killed that nigga, though.
As a man.
She could have killed that man.
But no, I get that. But as a man, I have a penis, bro. How do you not feel?
She said, bro.
Did she drag him or something?
They said she goddamn had the nigga fucked up. And put ice numbed it. Use ice to numb it. Like, some kind of way he was restrained or restricted to the point where he was fucked up and couldn't do nothing about it. And she used ice to numb and got that guy out of there. Found this nigga shit in the fall. So, I forget where they found this nigga shit. And this nigga went on to do porn. That's crazy. That's why. But I'm saying, you know, women celebrate this. Yeah, girl, I cut your dick off, bitch. What? You think so?
You think so? You really think
so? You think I would allow? You think there's something?
You really thought?
Would allow you to do that? Okay. But again. Again now, but you gotta say this. I don't think he allowed it. So whatever the hell.
I mean, I remember reading about. Reading about the story. He was like, you know, he used to rape her in their marriage like that.
I feel he was fucked up. I ain't saying she was unjustified. I ain't saying none of that. But I'm saying
that came from years of mental abuse and all that shit. You know.
You know, I ain't saying the shit was hey, but goddamn. I'm just saying, I'm gonna have to see about you. I ain't raping you. That ain't what we're doing. So you have no reason to think that far of fucking me up. I ain't raping you. I ain't doing nothing like that. So you ain't no need me even. I'm gonna cut you. Why would you even go there?
Why would you even?
I haven't done anything to deserve
that. That area is off limits. Why would you? Like,
I haven't done anything to deserve that type of response.
None.
So yeah, that's automatically beat your goddamn ass.
I'll beat your goddamn ass.
That's automatically beat your goddamn ass level right there. You went from zero to beat your ass, and
I'm gonna have to fuck you up.
That's just that's fucked up, but it's true.
It's true. I mean, you know.
Hey man,
but I mean, hey. She needed her what they call it, her. You know, she needed to be freed of the demons, you know. Amen. But you're not finna cut my dick off. I'm not excusing what he did.
This man did what he did. He pushed, but that's why you don't push people to. You never know a person.
You never know a person's limits.
You never know a person's limit, bro.
You never know a person's limit.
And we over here like, damn, this bitch really went so far as to cut this nigga dick off. Like, bitch has been using that threat forever. That's been a threat that's been said for a lot of years, cause that bitch did it. She put some emphasis on that shit. She did that.
She did that shit.
I don't think you can Google that shit. I don't think you can Google how many bitches done cut a nigga dick off and got away with it. I think Lorena the only one gonna pop up on your timeline, buddy. You feel me? I think she the only one. So, history. She's amazing. That was historic. In the world.
That was before internet and everything. And
shit. Nerd. Hey, man.
Shit crazy.
Everybody crazy.
But you ain't finna cut my goddamn dick.
I pray that never happens.
I don't wish that.
I won't wish that on nobody. Because I don't want no guy to wake up with their little guy on they pillow neck to him. I don't think that's cool in no type of way. No type.
Nah.
Ladies, that is not cool. That ain't even some shit to joke about. Like, when you mad, cut your dick off. Don't say no shit like that. We already on guard.
I tell you.
We on guard. If you come at me, hey, now you're liable to get goddamn.
Liable to get your ass beat the fuck up.
You liable to get choked slammed.
You trying to tell you, rock bottom.
I'm talking about,
John Cena.
You could be coming in for a hug because you ain't seen me all day. You wonder why I'm stone cold stunning you. I didn't, yeah, you was reaching for something. So, you know, I didn't like the way you came at my front area, so hey.
Came in and got sidestep.
You came in too hot.
Bow! I'm not fucking ready to rumble.
Right in the kiss.
Let's get ready to rumble. I tell you, cuz shit got real for you.
No.
Crazy. That's terrible.
That's terrible though, bro.
Yeah. You know.